Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? Should I stay on the phone? Should I listen to my mind? You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How are you today? I'm telling you, I am screwing around with my email. I have had more trouble with my computer and stuff in the last 2 months, I'm telling you, than Heinz has pickles. A pencil with an eraser was such a simpler concept, wasn't it? I'm telling you. Anyway, listen, I've got two great guests lined up this morning who will join me after the first break, as they always do, and that'll be in a couple of minutes. But before we hit that, I want to give you a little information. I want you to get involved with this network, advertise your business or service here, or I suggest Operation Vampire Killer 2012, 208-935-7852. That's Officer Jack McClam's book. Tons of great information. You need to get it into the hands of our law enforcement and military. I cannot stress the importance of that enough, because they've got the guns that they can point at us. You know what I mean? So they don't know what they don't know either. Just like all of us. Different levels of comprehension and understanding. Knowledge base is different for everyone. 208-935-7852. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. That is where you can actually find more information about this book, a list of the contents, and blah, 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 all that good stuff. Right on the main page, center aisle, main page, scrolling bar, you'll see a thing there for Officer Jack McClam's book. Listen, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. We'll return.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and my guests this morning are Alina Ramirez and Pam Evans, both from Florida. Pam has been on the show with me before, but Alina has not, and they're going to talk about what's going on down there. I know we're always talking about the assault on our property rights in this nation, all part of UN Agenda 21, and Pam had shot me an email the other day, and so she's going to fill us in. She and Alina are going to fill us in on what's going on down there, and I'm going to guess it's probably, join me, both of you, I guess this is probably related to the 8.5 mile area we've talked about before.
Yes.
Hi.
Correct.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Nice to be on your program. Very nice.
I'm glad you could join me. Listen, are you on a speaker? Because it's kind of a bad connection. You sound a little hollow there. Maybe the board op can fix our connection. So I.
Okay, I'm on without a speaker. How's that?
Okay, yeah, you can't do a speaker. That doesn't work. Okay,
okay,
that's better. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So who wants to start, Pam or Alina? Bring us up to speed. Maybe a quick overview for people who are listening that never heard what's going on down there before, and then kind of go into what's going on today.
Okay,
I'll give you a quick overview as I can, because it's a very complicated issue. A lot of people do know that in 8.5 square mile area, a lot of people were having problems because the Miami-Dade County, one of the departments named DERM, was saying their lands were wetlands. The landowners were trying to fight it. And this has been going on for many, many years, and it finally came to a head, and they had a giant town hall sponsored by Linda Bell, Commissioner Linda Bell. And after that, the commissioners decided to have a wetland task advisory board, which lasted. That happened. The town hall was back in July of 2011. The meeting started September 29th, 2011, and they just ended July 16th, 2012. And we're still waiting now with all the recommendations to go in front of the Board of County Commissioners to see how they'll rule. So this is a very long time, so the landowners are still suffering. I want to address one thing to everybody out there, is that I listen to everybody say Agenda 21 and everything's terrible, but when it comes right down to it, unless you change laws and ordinances and really get involved, you're just preaching to the choir. Because unless you change these laws in each county, this is going to continue, and just screaming and protesting doesn't help. And we have found that we're pretty much, when we look behind this, there's nobody there. We've been working on this. We ask people to write letters, to call in, to talk to the commissioners. You know, and pretty much no one's done a whole lot. And I know that right now in Miami-Dade County, they're having a charter review about everything going on. And basically, most of Miami doesn't do much of anything to get people in or out of office. I just want to bring this up because one of the commissioners who the 8.5 is in his district, he's been there 20 years, just got voted back in. And it's extremely sad because he hasn't done anything to help these people. If anything, he's done things to harm them. And, in fact, he just thinks that they don't obey the law. That's basically his outlook. They do things that aren't right. They don't obey.
Yeah.
So I want to start off with that.
Yeah, well, that's a real good point, Pam, because you know what? That's the problem all across the country. People can sit here and listen to the radio show, but they take no action. It doesn't matter what you tell them. We could be talking about the crucifixion of Christ and no one would do anything to intervene. And that's what's... And you know what, honestly, that's really what the bottom line is here, is because people all call themselves patriots, but they do nothing but forward emails or show up at a meeting once a month and pat themselves on the back and think, oh boy, I did a real good job. And they did, they really did nothing. They might as well stay home, for as ineffective as that action is. So that's the real sad part, because the American people, their apathy is incredible, and their unwillingness to get up off their rear ends to do anything is just a mind blower. Just a mind blower.
You know, Maggie, I'm sorry, Pam, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, it just brought to mind, I just learned a lesson recently, because I always thought that in a place like a county, that you had policies and you had laws. And basically I thought to myself those laws were pretty much cast in stone. We just learned that there was a mine outfit, a rock mining outfit, that just was allowed to go ahead and proceed with an extension of their business, and they're going to dig up lots of lakes in the area, which is only blocks away from 8.5. So they did allow for this corporation to pretty much do the ultimate harm to agricultural land, by the way, not open land, but agricultural land. And so it just came to my attention that, for example, if a commission, in this case, votes two-thirds majority, they can pretty much, they have leeway. It's kind of like a quasi-judicial policy. It doesn't matter that it's in your comprehensive plan. It doesn't matter that you state all kinds of things regarding the value of your agricultural land in this case. It doesn't matter. Your representatives can actually, since it's quasi-judicial, it's not quite state statute, they basically can have free will whether they want to go ahead with a project and not with another. So in this case, they proceeded with this rock mining outfit. In the case of 8.5, which is less egregious, I mean, there's no comparison whatsoever. They go ahead and they do it. And I think basically, you know, these guys, at the commission level, they're pretty much dealing in short-term political deals. You know what I'm saying? There's them, and then there's the environmentalists on the other side, the ones that really have a vision, the bureaucrats, a vision, a very long-term vision. And in this case, you know, they're going to get there one way or the other. And the other guys are basically just doing, hey, well, you know, how am I going to get reelected? Who's going to put some money in my kitty for my election?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, I do. It's whose palm is greased. It's as simple as that, and it, now it's more evident than ever. At least historically, you know, they kind of left you alone more or less. They really weren't jerking your chain too much at what you wanted to do on your property. Now they're taking your property. Now it's a whole different ball game because corruption has always existed. I mean, it's as old as you know, man. That's
exactly,
always
exactly
existed.
Exactly. But the teaming of these two things at the same time can basically do the damage that's being caused right now at 8.5 and many other places in Florida.
I want to bring back what happened what happens. I want people to kind of understand what you have to go through in order to do what we did. And I do want to say that Alina, as I stated in my email to Maggie, is one of the boldest people I know. She picks that phone up and she talks to the zoning guy for 2 hours. She calls up and she talks to the DERM guy. So she thoroughly understands. She called up and she talked to the Army Corps of Engineers guy. This woman has spent more hours researching than talking. So we knew how to proceed and what the truth was. Because all you hear from everybody is, oh my God, the landowners. But you have to go deeper to know how you're going to attack it, how you're going to change it. Because most of these things all over the country, you know, just saying, like I said, just saying Agenda 21 or the poor landowners, you have to find how you're going to change it in order to help them. And it takes research. And we went to these meetings for about 3 to 4 hours over those periods of months, sometimes twice a month. They weren't fun. We had presentations, discussion by the South Florida Water Management, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Environmental Protection, DERM, all these people. We were not allowed to speak for 3 to 4 hours until the very end of the meeting. But it was very important that we were there because the task force was assigned certain tasks that they were supposed to find out. Now, there was 5 major ones. But we did not see that one of the tasks was not to address the current landowners and their problems. Everything was for future policy. So basically, you know, their collateral damage, we'll move on and we'll go for the future. But because we were there, and Ed Chapman was one of the other ones that was there every single meeting, who is a landowner, we came up and we spoke for the landowners. And we hammered them and said, no, it's not right. You have to do something. One of the things that we made sure they knew about, which there's so many emails going back and forth to prove that Miami-Dade County and DERM did know about this, was the whole mulch issue. And one of the recommendations that came out of this whole task force was to give them compensation, give them amnesty, and stop attacking them. So, unfortunately, that's what the task force found. But until this goes in front of Miami-Dade County Board of County Commissioners, DERM has the audacity, even though they know we have this recommendation, they're still going after the landowners in the interim, which is insane, because if they do pass this recommendation, that means you're still enforcing and finding them, and then they're going to say, well, you should give them compensation. I mean, what is the common sense of that? That's just one recommendation.
Yeah, there is no common sense in how any of this stuff plays out because we know what the long-term agenda is, or the short-term, long-term agenda. Get the people off their land, have them packed into these sardine can ghettos so that they can totally control every aspect of your life. That's a long-term or short-term plan, however you want to look at it. It moves along at different paces all around, but it is amazing to me how corrupt most of these people really are. It really is amazing to me. They have no souls whatsoever. They really have no conscience.
Right. Well, actually, Maggie, I mean, talking about the data they didn't have or weren't even, how would you say, provided, they weren't provided much information. One of them was that 8.5 has gone from, first of all, an 8.5 area to a 6.0 square mile area, 6.2 square mile area, and it has lost they had initially 1,500 families. They're down to 500. So, I mean, there is an attrition, and basically that is an important factor. That tells you something of what's going on there, you know. Also, with regards to the recommendations, not only are they kind of setting a moratorium right now so that these people stop bleeding, but, in fact, the recommendations say that these people have to wait until the Army Corps of Engineers gets it right. And basically, the Army Corps of Engineers must get it right because they've been paid already millions of dollars for this project, which they have to deliver, and if they don't deliver, then they must be sued by the community, right?
Not sure. Hang on. Hold that thought, because we got to hit a break. Hang
okay.
on. Three minutes. We'll be right back, and you can take up that thought.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening through all the different networks that carry my programming, Liberty Works, New Rev, Orion, and, of course, the flagship station, RBN. I am thrilled that you are listening. My guests this morning are Pam Evans and Alina. Alina, what? Tell us your last name again. I apologize.
Ramirez.
Ramirez. I closed out that email. I was looking at something while we went to break, and I couldn't.
Okay.
I didn't have it written down, so I didn't have it committed to memory, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Listen, back to what you were saying when we hit that break. Please go ahead, Alina.
Yes. Well, you know, Pam was saying that the task force did make recommendations. However, it's suggesting that it waits for the Army Corps of Engineers to get its projects right. And by project, I mean all the water that's coming from upstream into what's called the Shark River Slough, and basically ensure that whatever the Army Corps of Engineers did is actually functioning for 8.5, that in fact 8.5 will not be impacted by additional water flow, and also that it basically remains to its historic hydrology. But Basically, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers was provided all the funds because they were going to do this project that was actually going to ward this area from the additional flow. And basically, 8.5 is higher than any land around it. It's on a ridge. So basically, it's more, it's less likely to ever be in a flooded condition than a lot of the land around it. And, you know, what, the only thing these guys want is they want to be agricultural. And basically, they want to be like their neighbors, which are just a block away. They want to do the things that are normal for farmers to do. And yet, you know, and they want to have the same zoning restrictions, and they want to be able to get the same county services. So until this further review of what the Army Corps engineer finally might do, and we don't know how many years from now, they're saying 3, but who knows, this is already like 10 years behind, right?
Right.
These guys have to wait. Wait, well, they don't have 10 years. They don't even have a year.
Yeah. It's just, but you know what?
Now, they can say amnesty for the people with the mulch. They can leave them alone. I do want to say a couple of quick things. It's not exciting, but I want people to understand a tiny little bit of the history, because I think some of the questions we get and some of the things I hear aren't quite right. Really quick, this land was farmed back in the 50s, so a long, long time ago. It was farmed. There was some rock mining, whatever. Then came the 70s, and the government, federal and county and state, decided that they needed to look at it from an environmental and flooding aspect. And then in the 80s, you know, they wrote a comprehensive development master plan. Around 1981, they designated this area, not just 8.5, there was something called management areas. Three areas they designated as an area of critical environmental concern. Okay. I want people to know, too, when you hear the word, they also say it's the area, it's East Everglades area. Everyone thinks, oh, my God, it's part of the Everglades. Well, I want people to know that most of South Florida was the Everglades. I want them to know that Western Florida, which a lot of people down here know it's a very affluent area west of Fort Lauderdale, that was wetlands. They had to mitigate 2,000 acres of property back to wetlands mitigation, and they still have to make sure that's maintained. Okay,
so Pam, why don't you explain mitigation?
Well, that means in their case, from what I read, you have to turn it back into a wetland and keep it maintained, not touch it, not anything, no building on it, anything, and that way they were able to go ahead and build, you know, go
the
into
whole
other
Western
wetlands
development
and make it into Western. But I mean,
yes.
When people say here, so the point is that it's not Everglades National Park. Most of this area was Everglades. When you hear East Everglades, it's not that it's part of the national park. However,
also we have to keep in mind that part of the problem that 8.5 has is that that land, the whole of 8.5, was the Everglades National Park really wanted that land. They wanted to go as far as they are because they felt that if that was not the case, they would not be able to increase the hydrology to the level they want the park to be at. So I just wanted to explain that.
Right. Well, at one point, the 8.5, they had bought the government, feds had bought part of that land, and they gave people the right, it's like eminent domain. They moved them to the east and said you can farm over there, you can do whatever you want. But then they said, I don't have exactly my notes here, but they wanted to buy up the rest. And it went to Congress and said, no, you don't have the authority to just take that land. But we think ever since then they want that land. And that's why some of this is going on. They're so stiff on them. In that area is called Chapter 33B, which Alina's done a lot of research on. And there's three management areas. 8.5 is in management area 1. After this whole meetings and meetings and meetings, you know, we've found out that it is higher up. It's been, you know, the soil there is never going to go back to being pristine wetlands, ever. It's been changed. It's not ever going to be wetlands.
Hang on, Pam, because we're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back.
Okay.
Don't change that dial. We're talking about the kinds of evil things these people do to get your land away from you, and that is the name of the game. We'll be right back in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guests this morning are Lena Ramirez and Pam Evans, both from Florida, the Miami-Dade area. The area of land that we're talking about is 8.5. It's an 8.5 is it miles of agricultural land that they've been farming down there, growing all kinds of stuff, and of course the government is attacking the people who've been on that land, working that land, because the goal is to take your land away from you all across the board, and this is, you know, just some of the things they're doing down there. It's just incredible. Anyway, please continue. Either one of you go right ahead.
I wanted to mention two more points. There was an environmental consultant there who did a great report, and he was very respected by the whole task force. He wasn't part of the task force, but he was allowed to stand up pretty much when they needed him and give his opinions. I think he was very important. And he also had said that 8.5 really should not be included in this critical area of environment anymore. And one of the contentious points that's come up is people say, well, how come these people don't know they're buying into a wetland if it's not really even a wetland? But because when this whole plan was put together, 8.5 was excluded from the requirement to disclose. Everywhere else there has to disclose that it might be a wetland or it's a wetland you're buying into, a critical environment. They didn't have to. So that's why this has gone on for years and years and years, probably because back then someone knew someone in the commission who said, you know what, we'll leave that part out. And that's
well,
how people have gotten duped for all these years.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned, of course, they try to get people duped into thinking this is part of the Everglades National Park just by the terminology they use. And, of course, they pull on people's heartstrings. They play to their emotions. They probably show through a few alligators on TV and some flamingos and crap like that, you know, as well to make people think, oh, wow, you know, we're denying these animals their habitat. And, oh, evil humans and on and on and on. They just hustle people because they operate on our ignorance. They play off our ignorance because we are so ignorant when it comes to so many of these things. We truly are. We don't know what the hell's going on.
But you know, Maggie, it's really funny. I was thinking about this morning. You know, we live on this earth, you know, and, hey, we have some needs as humans, right? So basically, yeah, South Florida was a swamp, right? And other pieces of property were forests and other deserts, and basically they were converted by humans who wanted to, you know, had needs to live on this land, right? So basically,
yeah.
You know, whatever we did back in the 1940s, which, by the way, the Army Corps of Engineers were the same buddies that proceeded to drain all of the land, right? These are the same characters now that are trying to send the flow back down again, the original way, right? So basically, these fellows who did those quadrants that, you know, all of Florida is like big squares and with canals around them to drain the land, which was, in fact, back in the 1940s, part of how Florida developed, became industrialized. You know, we had tourists, we had Flagler running his train down here. You know, I mean, all of that is part of the human, you know, condition in on this earth, right? So
right.
Basically, all of a sudden now, you know, the same Army Corps of Engineers says, oh, we made a terrible blunder, and now we're going to kind of, you know, step and get it back. Well, you know, what are we going to do with humans then? My question to you, where are they going?
Yeah, absolutely. What we did was just the natural progression of humanity living on the land. I mean, we have a right to be here, don't we? Don't we have a right to live on the land?
I'm starting to wonder if that's the case.
It is so ludicrous when you really think about the steps in this process, and they want to turn it back to so we're all living in the caves, I think.
Right, and you know, the point being is now because of, they're going to use safety reasons, you know, the safety reason is, one is, you know, the salt water is kind of penetrating the land. If we don't allow this flow to run its normal course, you know, our estuaries are going to be ruined. You know, we have the sinkholes that we have in Florida and Central Florida, they're attributing it to the fact that they drained the land too severely, and hence they have to go back to their origin, you know. But I can't believe that human beings being so resourceful, you know, that we only have, you know, one direction, one way to go without, you know, without input, without listening to other alternatives, you know. And this is, I think, where we are right now.
How many years did it take us to go from the horse and buggy to the moon? Not too many, you know what I mean? Come on.
All right. Right. So, you know, I mean, unless they, you know, somebody programs us differently, you know, the human condition is that we want to go forward. And
Absolutely.
So going forward means that we have to alter, you know, some of our natural environmental conditions. But then again, the dinosaurs did it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
we found, too, when we went through these meetings is that a lot of the information wasn't true. You know, they had said that, you know, you were talking about animals. They said, oh, the Cape Sable Seaside Sparrow habitat's going to be ruined because of the farmers, whatever. And then the environmental consultant had done a big study and said the habitat doesn't even lie within there. It's not even close.
Right.
And the commissioners...
Yeah, and I think they said also that the little bird only comes once in a while. I mean, historically, only once in a while.
Yeah.
So the commissioners, I mean, whose job it is, especially Dennis Moss, who that is his district, if he had ever taken the time to investigate some of these things and talk to someone of value like this environmental consultant and found these things out, maybe some of these lives could have been discarded a long time ago.
And since, chapter 33B was supposed to be reviewed, I think it was every 10 years, and it's been, what, 30 years? If this has been going on, and this could have been handled a long time ago. And these people, they actually have to pay taxes on the wetlands. You know, you're not using it.
On land they can't
use. It costs you money, and you have to pay tax on it. It's insane. Mm-hmm. I talked to someone from Orange County, Florida, and they said, oh, no, it's a wetland there. You don't pay property tax on it. Now, how
Not in Dade. Not in Dade. In Dade, they definitely have to pay.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there's no set policy for how much they have to pay, because basically, you know, the land where 8.5 is found is on it's called open land in the books, in the county books, as opposed to agricultural zoned land. So in this open land, you can do lots of things. You can do industry, you can do residential, you can do agriculture, many uses, right? So anyway, the point being that basically the people of 8.5 are either being charged residentially or agriculturally, and there are subdivisions in the agricultural, but we won't go there anyway. But if, in fact, DERM comes around, the environmental people come around, and let's say you have 5 acres, and they say, hey, 1 acre is wetlands, and so you say, oh, okay, well, I'm not gonna do mediation because I don't have the money to do mediation, so I can use this land, this 1 acre, so I'm just gonna leave it there. So basically, at that point, he has, you know, maybe 1 acre for his residential use, 3 acres for the agricultural use, and 1 acre in wetland status because he's not allowed to use it unless he mediates. So now, basically, if he were to go to the tax assessor and say, hey, you know, look, I have this wetland acre. Can you just kind of cut me some slack here? Basically, if the appraiser doesn't get a mitigation number or how much it would cost to mitigate this land from the Department of Environmental, the DERM, the appraiser has no ability to lower this man's taxes. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And normally,
this has been going through this forever. He's been going back and forth and ping pong forever, trying to get his taxes lowered on land he can't use. I mean, it's just insane. And that's where, you know, the government, you know, including Commissioner Moss and the property appraiser that's been there, has not been helpful. They haven't really tried to help the people. It's a complicated thing. They just want to wash their hands and go, oh, well, you know, too bad for you. That's basically their attitude. That's what we have found.
And you know, the sad thing is that in the process, because nobody pays attention to you, you know, you're kind of left in, you know, wondering what it is that you're supposed to do. This is your business. This is how you feed your family, you know. So then things start happening that are, you know, are not nice, because people have to live anyway. So maybe they find themselves doing things that they don't even want to do. But if they're not going to be, if their representatives and the bureaucrats are not willing to allow them to you know, to make their livelihood, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And still pay their mortgage and their property taxes.
One of the things I want to throw in that people, you know, oftentimes people think, well, I don't live in Florida. What the hell do I care what they're doing down there? But the whole idea is because the strategies that are the tactics that are being used
everywhere
to drive people off their land down there, this modus operandi is being used all over. So if you can get clued in by listening to what they're doing to the people down in the Miami-Dade area, you're going to get hints of how they're going to operate if you're in Arizona or you're in Idaho or you're in Massachusetts, because they're going to use similar tactics,
absolutely,
similar terminology. They may not be claiming that there's an Everglades there, but there's some other endangered species that they want to save their habitat and all this other happy nonsense.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, there's a fellow that one of the people from down here from the DERM department got a promotion with the Army Corps of Engineers. And I was going crazy trying to find out. I knew where he was going, so I was going crazy looking for some person that was involved in this, you know, EPA issues and whatever, so that I make them aware that this man was going over, right? So I did, I was able to find a farmer who was a cabbage farmer, had been farming this land with his kids for a long, long time, and one day EPA came there and said, hey, no more cabbage. You're a wetland. That man has been fighting
that. What state was that in? Where
it was
that?
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. And I'm trying to look for his contact right now. But
that's, yeah.
Anyway, so you have it too, right, Pam? Because I sent it over. And so this man has gone through heck, and all his family have been involved in trying to make people, other people aware of what can happen to them as well, you know. So, you know, when government starts, you know, and I learned the hard way in, you know, in Cuba, when government starts taking somebody else's property, you're next in line. I'm sorry to tell you guys that, you know. You're not absolved unless you become one of them. And I'm not sure that I'm willing to become one of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. You know, you've got a distinct advantage only because of your background, Alina. You recognize what's going on a lot quicker than the average Joe on the street here in America.
Yeah.
Has no clue of
absolutely,
how these evil,
Maggie,
evil bastards
so
operate.
I'm so glad you said that, because when you know, back in 1959, my parents got a visit from one of their friends. One of them was actually two other friends. One of them was a Chinese Cuban, and the other one was a Jewish Cuban. And they came and they talked to my parents, sat them down, and said, "Listen, don't tell anybody. We're leaving, and we're warning you. You gotta go now." You know, and my parents looked at themselves and said, "What are they talking about?" You know, because this is the least, you know, the least that's on my parents' mind, that we're gonna have to leave. So basically, it only took a year, and we had to get out of there. There was no room for us there anymore, you know. So yes, it's hard when you haven't seen it before, but trust me, you know, if people try to, in any way to come into your turf, your private property, tell you how to rear your kids, tell you you don't need any guns, tell you that you, you know, the stuff that your house is too big, so they bring in strangers to live in the extra room, that your kids need to go to school the whole day so they can hear the propaganda, you know, the whole day, that you can only get food from the corner store, that basically, you know, they come in and count you, everything you have in your house, and they make an inventory of your personal stuff, and you have a person in each block looking at your house, seeing how you move. Now we have red cameras, right? Red light cameras, and we have all kinds of cameras that follow our path. Well, back then we had one house that was called a G2 house, and they kept track of everything you did. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, it's difficult to recognize it, but we have to start waking up. So.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree. I wish there was some magic bullet, some magic wand I could wave to get people.
No.
And there isn't.
No.
There isn't.
No,
it
took people 10 years.
So before
before
they do a lot of these things, you know, and we pointed it out to people, and we still can't get them to get off the couch. You know, we say a lot of things they do come in the form of a resolution from the city or the county. And we say, hey, call and say you don't want it.
Listen, let's grab a caller. Maybe, hang on, Pam, let's grab this caller. Maybe we got Alan in Texas. Maybe he can give us the magic word to say. Alan.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Hi,
how are
you?
Yeah, I was just, I don't know if you all have been to a website called planning.org.
No.
It's the American Planning Association. Go to that website and look up what they call takings.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're talking about. This is one of the organizations who trains your city managers, your county commissioners, when they go to these seminars and such.
Right.
And it's amazing what they're teaching these people about private property rights and such. Yeah, it's how to manipulate the media.
I've heard of them.
Right.
Yes, it's very, very evil. Just look it up. It's crazy that this is what's training your city and your county.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
It's really happening. Everywhere you turn, we went on vacation to Central Florida, close to the Suwannee River, and I went to this inn that was falling apart because I like quaint things. And I started talking to the owner, and she said, you know, we bought this. This is my dream. And I had money to fix the rooms. It was a small inn. And she said, but you know what? They mandated that I build this mammoth wall, on a river wall. And it cost us everything we had. And so now we have this ugly place that nobody wants to stay in, you know? And so she said, I asked her, is this something that's happening here all the time? She says, yes. They don't want anybody on the river except if you're very wealthy. I said, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They just do it. They just do it sporadically to people, you know, individual people, and no one. It's not me, so it's not going to, you know, affect me. That's, you know, they know how to play the game, and,
yeah,
and they teach
absolutely.
How to play the game.
Yep, yep. I'm telling you, these people are evil bastards. They really
right,
are
right.
evil.
That is
I want to point out that I'm sure you've heard of the South Florida Regional Planning Council, because those regional councils are going on all over the country. And James Merling, who is the chairman of the task force, is the executive director and project director of the South Florida Regional Planning Council.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, one of the reasons
the Council of Governors, you know, we've got the Alamo area here. Yeah, it's all, you know.
You know what?
Like,
we've looked all that stuff up, and the problem is, looking it up, we know all that. The problem is that the other people, it doesn't matter how much you know, if we don't get involved in the local government and change the laws, ordinances, stop the resolutions, I don't care how much we know. It's not going to stop. Everyone's got to, you know, can't be two people in a whole county of 2 million people trying to stop it. It's not going to stop.
Absolutely. Listen, kids, we're going to go to a break. Don't be offended because I called you kids. I'm 55. I'm not a kid, but I call myself a kid. What the hell? We're hitting a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Alan, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We'll be right back in three. Don't change that dial.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here, they have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey, they have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights.
Check.
Batteries.
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells.
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at texasready.net. That's texasready.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey everybody, it's Meg Gerard. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. I will put a link. I don't know if my guest Pam and Alina, do you guys have a website up yet, or should I just link to you know who I'm talking about, Hunger Strength. Ida Fernandez.
No, we don't have a website, but people want to find out what their recommendations are from this whole thing, they can go to Miami-Dade County WATF, which is WATF,
and find out what's happened, what transpired, what recommendations they're coming up with, and maybe they can write the commissioner in their area and say, we would like you to go forward with these recommendations. We want this to get up in front of the Board of County Commissioners as soon as possible, because until it gets in front of them, they won't pass anything, and the people are still suffering. Because one of the recommendations was to take 8.5 Management Area 1 out of Chapter 33B, which means they would be the same as any other agricultural area in days. And they wouldn't have some of these strict problems they're having now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to do something, I'm telling you, because they're moving at... I had somebody say the other day to me that, oh, well, you know, if Romney gets in, he'll want to save face and he'll slow down this process. No, he won't. Please don't be deceived by these evil SOBs who are running for political office, because they're just self-serving individuals and they work for the same handful of evil people. They had to control the whole game, so they're not going to slow anything down. Listen, when you're heading for the goalposts, you don't stop running, you run faster. So please, don't
right,
be
right.
deceived
federal
by that
help.
Crap.
Federal doesn't help local. I mean, that's what people don't understand. Just because he gets in, it has nothing to do with your state legislature. It has nothing to do with your local legislature. They can still screw you 6 ways from Sunday. So, I mean,
you
they need to make
it.
Sure that no matter who gets in, he can't go into each little area. We need to be very conscious of our state and our county who are right there on top of us.
Right, right. I mean, it would be great if he could dismantle the EPA. That would be a start, you know, and maybe once he dismantles at the Fed level, then the state says, wait a minute, we don't have these guys looking, you know, down our throat anymore. Let's, you know, we can loosen ourselves a little bit. But, you know, I wanted to also say that I don't know if all counties have what we have down here, but in addition to everything else, they've developed what they're calling a green print, right? So basically, in this green print, they have the audacity to say, hey, you know, we're in a downtrend, you know, and maybe, you know what, we better get used to living, you know, within our means, and that's okay. That's part of the green print of this county. So, you know, that goes against every single, you know, a red-blooded American to being told that you must be content with whatever, you know, is dished out. No, that's not what we believe, what, right? We believe that we can go out there and make a difference for ourselves, for our family, for our neighbors. And so telling us, hey, be content, be happy. You know, hey, you know, that's what the world is all about. After all, you know, this climate change is going to kind of turn our world upside down. So we have that in writing, by the way. We have a green print in the county.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, you know, you just, there's two of you and a couple million people down in that area of Florida, and so two lone voices crying in the wilderness. And,
right, and you know what, I don't want you also, Maggie, to feel bad about the, you know, by the rest of the Americans not waking up simultaneously, because you know what, the children of my friends, you know, who came, we all came, you know, between 1959 and 1962, the early wave, right? Some of them
Alina,
made it here.
Alina, hang right. on. I hate to cut you off, but we're running out of time.
Okay.
I join me again. You can tell
yes,
me about
yes,
that again. I'd love
yes,
to have you.
Why not?
Listen,
yes.
We're going to Oz, everybody. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. Hey, we've got people like Alina and Pam fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. I'll be back. Take care, everybody.
There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.